It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And we have Josh in our studios once again, as he always is in our studios on a Monday morning, right?
Bright and early on Monday.
Bright and early.
Too bad we can't say that about the weather being bright.
Yeah, a little rainy today and windy later on, it sounds like. So.
Yeah, well, I kind of figured that we were going to get some bad weather coming up here.
Why is that?
Because Saturday I raked my lawn and I also washed my truck.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have did that and then wouldn't it rain.
I guess not. You know, I'm bad luck. Sorry, farmers.
All right. Yeah, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was all right. Didn't do too much, but it was relaxing and got to watch the Vikings win, and that's always a plus. Yep.
Three in a row or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still not a Kirk Cousins fan, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Today we're saluting Seaman First Class Edwin Martin Lysing. Edwin was born on January 29th, 1923 in Sisseton, South Dakota, and he passed away on September 6th, 2012. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on June 23rd, 1943 in Madison, and was honorably discharged 2.5 years later on February 25th, 1946 at the Personnel Separation Center in Minneapolis. He served in the South Pacific during World War II, and places included Australia, New Guinea, and the Manus Islands, which were part of the Admiralty Islands. I still don't know where that is.
Yeah.
I'm guessing somewhere in the South Pacific.
Okay.
During World War II. So we thank you, Edwin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
What part of the branch was he in again?
United States Navy.
Navy, okay. Navy guy.
Yep, and after he got out of the service, he was a trucker for Gerhard Lund, who was his brother-in-law in the Dawson area. And sometime in the 50s, he moved to the cities where he drove bus for Twin Cities Rapid Transit Company until he retired in 1985.
Oh, wow.
So.
Good. All right, what's our subject today, Josh?
The Social Security Administration announces a 1.6% benefit increase for 2020. This press release came from the Social Security Administration on October 10th, and it's announcing a 1.6 cost of living adjustment, which has been applied to VA benefits, which will start on December 1st, 2019. Social Security and supplemental security income benefits for nearly 69 million Americans will increase 1.6% in 2020. The Social Security Administration announced on October 10th. It'll begin with benefits payable to more than 63 million Social Security beneficiaries in January 2020. Increased payments to more than 8 million SSI beneficiaries will begin on December 31st, 2019. Some people receive both Social Security and SSI benefits, so that's why they separated them. Social Security Act ties the annual COLA, cost of living adjustment, to the increase in the Consumer Price Index as determined by the Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics. Like I said before, VA benefits will see an increase starting on December 1st, 2019, and veterans will see the increase in their benefit payments on January 1st payment. Mm. For disability compensation recipients, veterans that have a 10% veterans that have a 10% disability will receive a $2.24 increase, and veterans with a 100% disability with a spouse will see a $51.64 increase. So, and veterans with other disability comp percentages in between that will see somewhere between those numbers, $2.24 and $51.64. Social Security and SSI beneficiaries are normally notified by mail in early December about their new benefit amount. Most people who receive Social Security payments will be able to view their COLA notice online through their My Social Security account. People may create or access their My Social Security account online at socialsecurity.gov/myaccount. information about Medicare changes for 2020 when announced will be available at medicare.gov. For Social Security beneficiaries receiving Medicare, Social Security will not be able to compute their new benefit amount until after the Medicare premium amounts for 2020 are announced. So final 2020 benefit amounts will be communicated to beneficiaries in December through the mailed COLA notice and My Social Security's message center. The Social Security Act provides for how the COLA is calculated. To read more, you can go to socialsecurity.gov/COLA. Veterans should see this adjustment reflected on their January 1 monthly benefit payment. And we said the numbers here, but more information on this, you can contact our office. And, of course, there's the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
All right. And what is that, Veterans? You got that on your sleeve, the line, the phone line there.
Yep. It's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're located in the lower level of the courthouse, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445. I will mention today that I'm going to be in and out of the office. I've got a couple of doctor's appointments I have to go to. But other than that, I should be around, but... you know, wouldn't hurt to call before stopping in. So
okay, sounds good. Yeah, your shirt you have on there, it's got the phone number right on your sleeve there.
Yep.
You have that memorized, I bet.
Yeah, actually, a lot of veteran service officers have this on their apparel that they wear to the office. So
okay, so when you call that number, a vet calls that number, I mean, that has all the... What is it exactly?
It's basically, it's a... It's a resource of information, just like the Senior Linkage Line and the Disability Linkage Line.
Okay.
They're all run by the, by the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
This one is geared more towards veteran-centric benefits. Actually, a lot of the answers that they provide are contact your county veteran service officer.
All right, and that would be you, right?
Yep. And they give the numbers to the their local service officers, and sometimes they'll call and. Ask for guidance. So
okay, real good, Josh. Thanks for coming in again.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
You bet, Josh Benega, your Lacaparro Veteran Service Officer, with another Vets Info.
Vets Info on the air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lacaparro County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.